I said this, I think, I don't know when I said it last, but you know, our recruiting is going a lot better than what some people might think. I mean, I feel pretty good about recruiting. Obviously, it doesn't hurt it. And you know, we had some guys, some key guys here for the game, which I think was good. They saw the atmosphere. They, you know, they were in the locker room after the game. They saw that, you know, and it's a good feeling. So, I games like that and atmospheres like that, that does nothing but help for anybody. I mean,
that's Illini head coach Ron Zook talking about how big the Arizona State win was in football recruiting. A lot of visitors there over the weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're bringing on Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. If you need to go someplace, if you got a recruiting kind of knack,
this is a place to be.
Yeah, you want to go to orangeandbluenews.com. Doug does a great job. Doug, what does this win do for Illinois? What does this win do in recruiting? What have you heard from recruits about this?
You know, it gives them a bump. I mean, the kids that come to the game and they see Illinois having a good time on the field, flying around the field. You know, it's a legitimate win for them. The first two games, you didn't really know about the opponent, but this is a win over a top 25 team. So some of those kids who might have a question about the state of the program, it just shows them that maybe they're headed in the right direction.
And, Doug, I guess you heard Ron Zook right there say our recruiting's going a little better. But when you look at commits and things like that, is Illinois recruiting going okay right now? Is it going well, or do you think they still got a lot of room to make up?
They have some room to make up. What it really is the recruiting class has the potential to be a good recruiting class. There's enough guys on the recruiting board, maybe some guys you don't necessarily hear about from Florida and around the country. So it has some potential to go really well, like I said. But they have some room to make up. They only have 9 commitments for the class, and that's the least amount of commitments in the Big Ten so far.
And they just got a commitment last week from Vontrell Williams, a defensive tackle out of Mount Carmel. We know Frank Lenti has produced a couple of Illini up there at Mount Carmel. What does Vontrell Williams bring to this class? Obviously, they needed a couple D tackles.
Well, he brings, like you said, a position of need. He's a guy that they targeted from a great program. Frank Lenti is the winningest coach in the state of Illinois now, and they targeted him early on. He's a strong kid. He put on about 25 pounds in the last year. He's a good run stuffer. He's got a ways to go as far as his technique and maybe a little quicker off the ball, but he's a good football player, and I think he'll probably compete right off the bat at Illinois.
Visiting here with Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. We're talking some Illini football recruiting here on the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Warner. Mike Carpenter with us as well. And Doug, I know there were a lot of recruits this Saturday at the game, which of course you already touched on how much the game helped with that. But who are some of the recruits who are here, and are a lot of these guys, does Illinois have a pretty good chance with?
Well, the highest rated guy, they have a 6'6", 289 offensive tackle named Jordan Diamond. You know, he's an all-stater from Chicago Simeon. He's one of the top offensive tackles in the Midwest, and everybody's after this guy. He's got 20 offers, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, a bunch of others. He was there taking in the game. Antonio Morrison, who's a kid out of Bolingbrook, who's actually committed to Florida. He's a linebacker, and an inside-outside linebacker, was there taking in the game. And then Graham Postage's brother, Ethan, was there watching the game.
And Doug, Antonio Morrison, you brought him up. He's an in-state kid, Bolingbrook, a great program up there. Committed to Florida. Is he wavering in that? I mean, what are we hearing about him right now? Would he actually consider coming to Illinois over Florida?
Well, you never know about a recruit. I mean, it's early. It's signing day. It's not until February. But everything that Antonio was saying, he's 100% committed to Florida. Of course, you see him at the Illinois game having a good time with the other kids that Illinois is recruiting, and you start to wonder, do they have a shot at him? But right now, he's saying he's 100% to Florida.
So Jordan Diamond as well, you talked about it. That kid has, you know, offers from every school in the country. What's he saying about Illinois right now?
He's saying all the things you'd like to hear. I mean, he enjoyed the game. Illinois recruited him from the beginning. They were one of the first schools to offer him. He's a lot like Vontrell Williams in that he talks about playing for his home state school. You know, the thinking all along with Jordan is he's probably going to Iowa, Wisconsin, or Michigan. But Illinois does have a shot at it.
Wrapping up with Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. If you need some recruiting information, definitely go to those guys, part of the Rivals Network. And Doug, I mean, where does Illinois go from here? Who are some of the kids that we should keep an eye on? Are they going, a lot of kids from Florida, Georgia, they've had a lot recently. What are some in-state kids and what are some out-of-state kids that they're really focusing in on right now?
Well, what you look at with Vontrell Williams committing, you start looking in-state at maybe some kids they didn't think they had a shot at. This kid is saying he's going to help them recruit. defensive tackle out of Edwardsville, Vincent Valentine, a big kid. Nebraska's probably the leader for him, but Illinois is still right there. Running back out of Bremen named David Smith. And then you look at Florida, and those kids are going to start taking their officials. They're all being recruited by Coach Gilbert. A bunch of running backs, Torrey Clayton from South Dade, Danny Dillard from Venice, Florida, Dami Iula from St. Thomas Aquinas, just a whole bunch of running backs from the state of Florida.
Doug, you bring up the state of Florida. I guess, you know, Ron Zook and this staff has been able to go down there in the last few years and get quite a number of guys. I can think of the wide receiver spot just right now that has really benefited from athletes from Florida. How is Illinois thought of in the state of Florida?
They're thought of highly because, you know, Coach Zook built a lot of contacts when he was down there. They look at Illinois, you know, as a place that's friendly to their kids. The coaches down there, they send their kids to Illinois, and Coach Zook takes care of them. They do well academically, and they're kind of like a home away from home when they come to Illinois.
And, Doug, you, another thing you mentioned, a lot of running backs that are looking at Illinois. I guess there's no secret about that with the fact that Illinois has had such a good run with Mendenhall and LeSure, et cetera, on the running back. That helps a lot, doesn't it, in making inroads with these recruits?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. All these kids are thinking about eventually playing professional football. When they see a kid going in the first or second round of the NFL draft, they see him, Illinois, leading the Big Ten in rushing during the Zook era. That's a school that really jumps out at him.
Doug, last question for you. Positions of need. Obviously, defensive tackle, they need to add a lot of depth there. You know, you've added some great offensive players the last couple of years. What, are they focused on defense in this class?
Well, you know, coaches always tell you they're focused on every position. They're going to take the top kids, the best kids, but the defense is definitely in need. You know, they need a playmaker, a linebacker, just for later on. I mean, they've got some playmakers that are young there now, but they'd really like to get a playmaking linebacker. Defensive tackle, of course, they lost some kids that didn't quite make it. So they're talking about over-recruiting at the defensive tackle position, maybe two, three, maybe even four kids in the 2012 class.
Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. Doug, good stuff. We appreciate you joining us today on the Tay and Jay Show.
Hey, you bet. No
All
problem.
Right. Thank you, Doug. That is Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com, part of the Rivals Network. And, again, I say this every time, how much they have to look forward to and watch. But it's interesting. I want to ask that question about Florida. I know that Ron Zook is very well respected in the state of Florida, but it seems like...
by certain people.
Well, right.
Maybe not Florida fans.
Right, right. By high school coaches, in other words. But it does seem like a lot of the Florida guys that come to Illinois do well.
Well, and the thing, obviously, a lot of people have said a two-star recruit in Florida is better than a three-star in Illinois. But the thing is, you know, they've been able to add a lot of kids from there, a lot of kids from Georgia. You know, they've added a couple of Louisiana kids. When you think of Houston, Bates, Alabama, Jay Prosh, maybe they don't hear what a lot of kids in Illinois hear, which is a lot of negative things. When you're getting recruited by a lot of Big Ten schools, they'll tell you Ron Zook's job security is a big question. Do you want to go to a coach that might get fired? And negative recruiting happens. And you better believe they have a lot of ammunition over the last couple of years with Illinois. While the kids down in Florida might not know that much. They might not have a preconceived notion that Illinois football is down, that they shouldn't go there. And they sell these kids, and when you have Florida kids on your roster, and you can go, hey, these kids are doing great from Florida, I think that's a big selling point.
Someone I respect very well, or very much so, is Lauren Tate. And an article he wrote the other day, he made mention of the fact that Illinois is not in good graces in Chicago, which I just continue to laugh at because I'm like, you know what? if we never had to recruit another kid out of that area and we would win, like hopefully they will this year, that'd make me the happiest I could ever be.
Well, you go.
I'm so tired of that stuff.
Ron Zook says he recruits family and friends. You know, people that he trusts. You know, obviously you got to go for a kid. Even if the school or the coach doesn't like it,
right.
You got to go for a kid if he can help your program. There's going to be some coaches, no matter where you are, that maybe don't like you. Maybe they're listening to another coach. Maybe they're listening to an opposing Big Ten coach or something like that. That's going to happen anywhere. And it comes down to winning and losing. That's what it all comes down to. If Ron Zook's winning, if Illinois can start the good season, go to another bowl game, go to a better bowl game, you know, those negative recruiters can't say much more about him. If Ron Zook wins, that'll cure all that negative stuff.
And really, to be honest, I don't have a huge concern at the lack of Illinois recruits that Zook gets. I mean, just proportionally. You know, let's say he brings in a class of 20 guys And, you know, it's like four or five guys are from Illinois. He's going elsewhere. But you know what? Honestly, I don't find that to be that big of a deal. Illinois football in this state, it's no Ohio. It's no Florida. It's no Texas. I'd venture to say it's no Louisiana or many of those southern states. So the fact that the bulk of our recruiting doesn't come from our state is not a problem. But like you said, Jeremy, you at least, you know, at least go for the bigger names. But to your point, Lon, it's not a make or break for this program.
Correct.
If we don't have a stranglehold over the Chicago area.
At the same time, I think, you know, you say the numbers might not be big, 4 out of 20. I think that would be a problem. If you're not securing your home state, obviously you're not going to get all of them. You're not going to get all of them because Chicago is not an Illinois town, but you need to get kids from your home state. You need to keep them in there, have a pride in your state. And last year they had a lot of Illinois kids.
Yeah.
You think of Pat Favre and you know, Riley O'Toole, some of those kids that
Ferguson,
they got.
Yeah,
they did pretty well in state. Maybe they missed out on a couple of the bigger names, especially offensive and defensive linemen. But, hey, as long as you're filling those holes somewhere else, I still think you need to have an in-state presence.
Okay. I'm just tired of hearing about, oh, woe is me. We don't like Illinois.
I think Lauren Tate is, because of the context of what had happened after the Deion Thomas debacle and him having seen that, I think for a lot of fans that are familiar with that situation, there's still a sour taste about Chicago. So whenever we read a tidbit like that, we think, oh, here we go with Chicago again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's some epidemic or some problem that can't be overcome. I think that's kind of silly, and I think that, you know, I have plenty of opinions on that.
I can tell you guys both grew up in this area.
Right.
Illinois, it's not Chicago's town.
No, absolutely.
It's not
Chicago's
town up there.
And Chicago always brings up a sore spot with Illinois fans.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a lot of Notre Dame. There's a lot of Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of Iowa. You're competing
exactly.
with a lot of these kids don't grow up automatically Illinois fans just because they're in this state.
I always equate it to the media. I don't see one Chicago media except for a handful of Herb Gould, et cetera, the guys that come down and cover Illinois on a daily basis, basically, until Illinois wins. And then it's the best thing since cream cheese.
Yeah, but
then you get every.
Yes, I get your jealousy.
No, it's not jealousy. I can't stand it.
It's because you resent it. You resent
it
because they're not, it.
That's
they're
exactly
not here
right.
all the time. But does it make sense for a TV station to send someone down here every day when Illinois is losing, when nobody up in Chicago cares about it? It doesn't make any
right.
fiscal
sense.
Right,
so why
sense.
Do they care if they're winning, if
because
nobody cares?
People do care
it's
up
news.
There when you're
so
winning.
So they care if we win?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
News. They're fair weather fans
okay.
up there.
Just like, hey, would we ever talk about the Blackhawks? If they hadn't won a world championship last
year. Oh, I
year.
Talk hockey every day.
But that being said, you might, but the average listener
no, you're
doesn't
right.
care. Therefore,
you're right.
the average consumer in Chicago doesn't care unless Illinois is making a mark with
exactly.
a bunch of wins.
How about the Bulls? This year, I think there are probably more Bulls fans here down in Central Illinois because they were good.
It's a good point.
All
Very
sudden,
good point.
All of a sudden, they came out of nowhere.
It's hard to argue that. It just is. It is. It's frustrating, and I know. I get it. I understand, and these guys are doing their job. You know, the sports guys from up there, they're doing their job. They know when they have to get sent down, they're not making the call on it. But it does get to be frustrating when you cover the team all the time, and then all of a sudden, oh my, here comes the Chicago media riding in their white horses.
You're territorial. You're a guy.
What?
You are a hockey fan. You don't. You
is,
don't.
Is
want,
that
you don't,
a Is you that a Chicago media guy?
You don't want people to like your sport or your team. You like
right.
to, you like to
yeah.
be that guy who, I'm a hockey fan. I'm better than all
you
guys.
You like room to stretch out Memorial Stadium.
Exactly.
So you're happy it's only going to be 42 on Saturday. 42,000 people.
42 I do like having a little room.
It is nice.
No, I'm kidding. I want to see it packed. 42, can we not get more than that?
It's a beautiful day. Let's get with the walk-up crowd. Let's get 48,000, which is still not good.
And what is your idea here to get fans? Because you said today when we walked in, we need to do something.
Wow. halftime show, Decadence on the field.
Wow!
Wheel out Decadence. We'll do a little show. If that doesn't draw another few thousand, I don't know what
you
would.
You know what? I agree. Want to try it?
How about this? I got an idea to bring
okay.
more people.
All right.
I'm going to give away two tickets to the Western Michigan-Illinois game to the sixth caller right
Sweet.
Now, 359-2255, 217-359-2255.
We did have a winner earlier, and we'll announce both of them when we return. How about that? Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.